Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TTA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
I'm Scott Decker, a criminologist. I have been in the university for 44 years, and 2 years ago left to take the opportunity to work more intensively with CNA on the body-worn camera project, among other projects. I also, toward the end of my career at Arizona State, worked on their portion of the body-worn camera grant, and they had administered a section of the body-worn camera grant through Arizona State under the direction of Mike White and Chuck Katz. And I had a number of sites, and we did monthly calls and checked their policies to be sure they were complete and the like.
Great, thank you. So in your tenure, what would be your top advice for these sites?
I know it sounds simple, but I think that more attention and the closer attention is paid to the elements of the policy and the policy statement that are supposed to be included, the better. That would be right at the top of the list. And then a corollary and closely behind that, maybe that's 1A and 1B, would be reach out for help if you have any questions at all. I've worked with sites that kind of hit a roadblock in attempting to be compliant or change their policy or just to do things that made more sense for their community. And sometimes those would almost fester for a period of a month or two. And in the end, most of them can be resolved in a pretty straightforward way by laying out what the issue is for the CNA team member and then letting them either provide their experience and expertise or run it up the flagpole. There were times I wasn't sure about things in the policy statement that I went to Mike White, and now I have the pleasure of working with Charles Stevenson, and Charles has got many of the answers, if not most, in my experience. And so we're able to resolve things in a pretty timely manner. And there have been a couple of occasions when we ultimately needed to go to BJA and get their insight and input, and that came back in a relatively prompt fashion as well. So pay careful attention to the policy and reach out for help if you have any questions at all.
Great, thank you. So what do you think is the main factor that leads to success in these sites?
I think a desire to better serve the community and to bring one more piece of technology, one more tool, if you will, to the challenge of providing public safety in the community. And in that context, seeing the body-worn camera as a way to provide better policing, more public safety, more equity to the communities that law enforcement serves. Also, almost all of the individuals that I've dealt with were enthusiastic about being the liaison for the body-worn camera project in their department, and I think that helped too. You know, there's some aspects of the paperwork that are mundane, and we are sticklers and want to make sure the policies conform to what BJA and ultimately what Congress had in mind when the legislation was created. And so people who are willing to put in that kind of work to improve public safety, I have found to be the best and the easiest to work with, but also to get their programs up and running in a timely manner.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.